So, what'd you do this week?
Let's see. I did a lot of stuff at the house, and like I said, did that big dumpster run. That was great.
Oh, right, the dumpster run.
Yeah, that was fun.
Get this situated here.
Been applying for jobs, fixed up some stuff online.
Yeah,
stuff like that.
Your Indeed profile up to date?
Yeah, I realized also there was this whole thing with ZipRecruiter that I didn't do, so I fixed that.
ZipRecruiter,
because there was like this the resume part, and then there's the Zip resume, which is the part that matches you to the companies, and I didn't even know it really existed. It just kind of lifted a little bit of stuff from my resume, but didn't complete it, and it was all
Huh.
So I redid that, and now I'm actually getting a shitload of emails, so it's good.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I mean, ZipRecruiter...
I hear good things.
I'm on the other end of ZipRecruiter. I'm
really?
Not using it, though, because they're expensive.
I bet they
which
are.
Which means that you can tell that on the other side of ZipRecruiter, there's someone who's really looking for an employee.
Because
they're paying, like, $250.
That's good to know.
Was it a month?
That's good to know.
It was enough that I went, yeah, we're not going to pay that.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So that being said,
if I get any ZipRecruiter hits, yeah.
Yeah, hit them up.
Definitely.
ZipRecruiters, and it is good. ZipRecruiter, hit me up, bro. We'll get a fucking spot in for you.
It is sponsors for other podcasts. I hear it all
the time.
Is
it really?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
I'm not surprised.
It's a big one.
There's those podcast sponsors that you know.
Stamps.
Stamps.com.
Casper Mattresses.
Casper, right. I mean, ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
Sure.
Squarespace.
Squarespace, a big one. What was the... isn't there a food one?
Blue Apron.
Blue Apron. Blue Apron's another big one. Although I haven't heard Blue Apron recently.
Well, they got... kind of fucked by
Amazon.
You heard about that, right? Yeah,
because like Amazon was like
bought Whole Foods and was like, we're gonna deliver it to people's houses.
Wait, it's Whole Foods. Whole Foods is owned by Amazon now.
I think.
Is it Jeff Bezos? Is that the guy?
Mm-hmm.
That guy's fucking nuts.
Yeah, he's trying to take us to space too.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
It's just crazy that this guy was like, oh yeah, so I'm gonna make a website that sells books, and now I'm a God.
Quadrillionaire.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck.
Dude, I use it. I'm all about Amazon. You know me. I'm Amazoned out. I get all my toothpaste, my deodorant, my shower soap, my shampoo. Like, it all comes every month from
Prime
Amazon.
Prime pays for itself real quick, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Real fast.
It's a bad habit, too, because I probably told you this before, but like, I'll just order shit. I'm just like, that's $10 and it'll be at my house in 2 days.
This is like a commonly bought item with this. I probably should get it.
Yeah, well, that's how I got half the cords for this mixer. I was like, I actually lucked out. I was like, I wonder, this seems to be bought a lot with this, so yeah. I'll just get it. It was a $10 cord. I was like,
always trust those.
It's what hooks the mixer up to the computer.
I learned that in my last job, yeah.
Yeah. It's just crazy that, like, I'll buy shit that I know the shipping isn't worth it. I'm like, one book of stamps, please. Yeah. They're paying to mail that to me. Or like a fucking like the cords, like I'll buy like one like a headphone adapter.
Yeah,
like this headphone jack is too wide. Oh, there's an adapter that makes it smaller. It's a 1-inch cord. It's 99 cents. Amazon, have it here 2 days.
Free shipping. Thanks. I'll take it. Yep.
You better free shipping. Yep. And then the next day, I'll order like a piano. You know, there's some guy at the warehouse being like, you know, he couldn't have waited one day and we could have shipped it with the piano. This fucking asshole. Because you know there's a distributing center like near us.
Across the river, yeah.
They're hiring, actually.
I believe they are.
Yeah, yeah. They're. I mean, Amazon, it's like, it's a big company.
It
I don't know if they're any good to work for, but.
I've known people who've worked in the warehouses.
Not thrilled?
It's not good.
Well, I mean, it's still a warehouse job.
No,
at the
it
end
is,
of the
but
day.
Like it was bad.
I mean,
from
I guess
what I heard.
You go to work at Amazon, and you're like, I'm working on the internet, and they're like, yeah, carry this.
Yeah, no, exactly.
And you're like, well, this isn't great.
Yeah, no. From what I heard, though, it wasn't a good experience.
Yeah.
Workers were striking in one state.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I hope they crush that. Fuck.
Ever the capitalist.
Workers, just communal bargaining. What is this garbage? Get out of here.
You were William Randolph Hearst.
I saw a guy get fired for essentially...
Threatening.
It wasn't so much that. And in all fairness, this guy wasn't like... He wasn't
nobody's
a lovable
favorite.
Fella.
He wasn't anybody's
to begin
like,
with.
Favorite.
Yeah, but he basically... We were all bitching about how much we got paid. And this guy was like, well, fucking A, I'll say something. Unionize. And I was like, dude, this like, is...
That sounds like a bad idea.
Yeah, I was like, they're not going to want to hear that, bro. And he's like, what could they do if we all just said something?
Fire
and, like,
you?
He got fired like a week later. Yep. I was like, oh, shocker.
Yeah,
like,
shot yourself in the foot on that one.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, you could be the point man, bro.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Good luck with that.
If you start getting some clout, maybe I'll follow you. But
not even.
You take that.
That's just that you're lining up to get beheaded at that point.
For real, no.
So you can't be talking about unions and shit. They don't even Walmart. Like the ones they have.
Walmart will just fire all the staff at a store if they even mention it.
Oh, yeah, dude. They'll start assassinating people. You heard of the Teamsters? I think they're still around.
I think they are. Aren't they a union, though?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But I think they're also the mob. I'm not sure how it works.
They were connected.
Unions are bad, Brandon, is what I'm saying. They're not. I've seen the Jimmy Hoffa movie. All right?
Have you sat through that whole movie? I don't think you have.
Probably not.
Yeah, I have.
Who plays Hoffa?
Nicholson.
It is Nicholson, right? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's fucking crazy.
He's pretty, of course, because
I'm Jimmy
good.
Hoffa, but I'm still Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he's basically Jack Nicholson as Jimmy Hoffa.
Right, right. Yeah.
Just like Matrix, you know, Keanu Reeves plays Neo as whatever character he's playing.
Remember when they, he was buried under a giant stadium, quote unquote.
Yeah,
that was the big thing. Mm-hmm. And then like the Mythbusters like checked it out and then you never heard about that again. Like it was just like, no, Mythbusters looked into it. It's not.
It's not a thing.
He's actually not even dead.
Well, they've re-turfed it so many times like it's not a thing. They've checked.
Well, I mean, doesn't mean you can't move it.
True.
I mean, you figure the re-turfer guys are in. Bury a body under a giant stadium without
knowing the turfing guys.
Yeah, without the turfing guys are in on that.
True. True. Yeah. Okay.
You pay them an extra, you know, 20, 30 grand.
Why giant stadium, too? There's a giant swamp around it.
Yeah, but like, you can't get to the stadium because there's always football being played on it. Okay. You see that? You see that?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
That's the beauty of it.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it
I'm
is.
I'm never going
to
let
you could go to that
lead
swamp.
The mastermind the crimes. Commit.
I mean, if you did, they'd be unsolved still. Jimmy Hoffa. You don't know.
Wait, maybe you killed Jimmy Hoffa.
It's a little before my time. But it's that's what would make it the perfect crime, though, wouldn't it?
Could be that good.
Killed him before he was even born. The perfect alibi.
All right, so let's get down to the meat, man. Let's get
the meat and potatoes.
What did you think
of the reboots
of whatever we're gonna call it of Star Trek Discovery?
I don't know. Did you watch it?
I hate you so much. I only spent 2 days trying to explain to you how to watch it. So,
what are you talking about? Did you pirate it or something?
No, I.
That would be dishonest.
It happened to be on TV. I was walking by for 3 hours.
3 hours. Standing outside of a Macy's as if they still did that. That's like one
of
those things.
A shop window.
Yeah, nobody would get that anymore.
Well, apparently it was the first episode was on TV. It was the second parter, the second half of the second parter that was on All Access.
The second part of the second parter.
It's, you know what I mean.
So let me ask you a question. I did not bother checking. Were these an hour or 45 minute long episodes?
I don't know. I didn't look either.
Me neither. Okay, cool. So we're on the same boat there.
But I think they're formatted for TV because they eventually will be broadcast on TV. I'm sure they'll be syndicated eventually.
Well, you'd have to think so, but I don't know. Everyone's doing their own weird streaming thing. I don't know if you even want... Is syndicating the move these days? I don't even know. I'm not a media mogul.
It was for the longest time, but that's a
good
point.
You may not bother like...
That's
like,
a good point. These days,
what you want is to get like a streaming deal. You want Netflix to just buy the rights in perpetuity.
The landscape of like broadcasting and all that sort of stuff has changed so much even since I studied it.
Oh,
so
it's insane. I mean, we
different.
Wouldn't be sitting here doing a podcast if it hadn't.
Exactly.
It's the internet.
Yeah, man.
You think anyone would pay us to do this shit?
No.
No. Dude, we're not pitching this pilot. No one at the studio is fucking, these guys are going to be the next big hit.
Bullshit like no other.
It's practically free for us, and it's totally free for you. So that's why it works.
Yeah. But however method we watched it.
Yeah, it was...
did you get to the third episode?
I did. I watched the first three.
Right, then we're at the same place. I didn't watch the fourth one yet.
I thought about watching the fourth one. I almost did it before you came over tonight because I was like, I wanted to. But
I want
like,
to as well, but I was like...
I didn't want to have you at a disadvantage.
Thank you. I appreciate that, so we can be at the same level each week.
So let me... I mean, first impression. I want one sentence. What do you got? I'll tell you what. One, two, three. You say the first word that comes to your mind. One, two, three, bad.
Good. Really?
No. Oh, no. Oh. It was I have mixed feelings.
I have mixed feelings too. That's why we're talking about
it. Yeah. It was entertaining.
It was very entertaining.
I was entertained.
I think the characters were good. I think the visuals, mm-hmm. spot on. Like, good, gorgeous, gorgeous. As a show.
I liked the visuals were really good, and they were better than I think any Star Trek
yes.
I've ever seen.
Absolutely. Even J.J. Abrams. Like
the discs, the accretion discs and everything where they're colliding with the two star systems.
It was
beautifully done.
Even better than the movies, and to be honest. The new movies.
Again, but here's the thing. During that whole thing, they're like, so we're going to put her in a spacesuit.
Yeah, just like...
She's going to go flying through an asteroid field. I was like, there was nothing Star Trek about that. That part. I was like, whoa, what is happening?
Alone. Yeah. And you would think they would send somebody with her.
Even Christine said, they don't have a backup plan?
Yeah. No,
they were
didn't.
20 minutes. You got to get back. Like, I'll be back here in 19. They're like, okay.
Starfleet's plans were plan A, and then that was it for the whole thing.
And I was like,
we've got plan A, and otherwise we're fucked.
I guess that they do have transporters. It's so timeline-wise, it's 10 years before.
I'm so confused about the timeline, and that's a point I want to get to.
We're bad at this because Christine looked it up, and she's not even a fan. We're bad at this.
Oh, I was like, yeah. A microphone? No.
I mean, like Star Trek.
No, but I tried to avoid a lot of the publicity on purpose.
Because it's, okay, so...
It does take place, 10 years?
Arguably, we will live to see 2050. Enterprise takes place in 2150. The original Star Trek takes place in 2250. TNG takes place in 2350. It's...
Wow.
That's relatively... Where you're, I might be off by a couple of years. It might be 60. Okay. I don't know.
But it's like it's roughly 100 years.
Right. Mm. It's about 100 year gap
between TOS and TNG.
It might be.
I'm sure, it's 80.
It's close to 100.
Because McCoy was still alive.
Yeah, but human beings have longer lifespans.
No, agreed. But I think
don't be a dick, man. We all know that we're going to live forever.
I feel like I did the math during generations.
Yeah. Point being, it's more than a generation. It's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, based on what Christine had Googled, it was supposed to be 10 years
prior
before
to the TOS?
TOS.
The original series.
Which means, I mean, Kirk is still kicking around as a young officer, probably just enrolled in Starfleet, you would think. I mean, how long does it take you to become a captain Starfleet? You got to figure. If you enrolled in Starfleet when you were, let's say, I don't even know how it works, but let's say you graduated at 22. Like you would graduate college today. You start as an ensign.
Yep.
I mean, you got to figure 10 years to be captain at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like Kirk is probably in academy, and you got to figure Spock is out.
Spock's around.
He's got to be
totally around. He totally has to be.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
Because Spock's dead, bro.
What?
Spock's dead, bro.
What?
Leonard Nimoy.
Oh, yeah.
So, how are you going to...
Well, they're not going to...
I feel like I'm going to be mad if they shoehorn Spock in.
And
that's something I could see them doing, if this thing makes to, the fourth, fifth season.
We're getting ahead of ourselves here, too, because I have things to say about fan service as well.
Okay. So. Well, me too. The triple thing pissed me off.
I knew that.
I could pick
the points already that pissed you off, bothered me too.
Yeah.
But the triple thing immediately, of course. Mm-hmm. I'm like, they didn't find them yet. They didn't what? And it's a very look that real pregnant.
And that would be fucking dangerous as shit.
Exactly.
You don't have triples on the ship for that exact
third
reason.
That's third episode.
That was third episode. Okay. Yeah.
Let's start at the beginning.
All right. So she's black.
Yes.
And that's supposed to be
her name is Michael.
Deal. Yeah, that's weird. Okay. I assume they're going to explain that at some point.
No, I don't think so.
No? You don't think they're going to be like...
I think it's in the future, names are genderless too, I think.
That's dumb.
Hey, first episode of Next Generation's got dudes in skirts.
Yeah. It's also kind of dumb. Because
nobody said the beginnings of Star Trek have to be not dumb.
Yeah.
Most of them are.
But this is the main character, and she's going to be named Michael throughout the whole season.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm okay with it.
I don't have a problem with it. I just wish there was an explanation for it. I wish they were like, oh, yeah, my dad wanted a boy.
There might
be,
because I mean, of her backstory.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have said spoilers. There's going to be spoilers in this episode.
Spoilers.
This is going to be spoilers.
She's a zombie Nazi. And that doesn't get revealed until episode 3, so...
But no, spoiler heavy. This is all spoilers.
Oh, yeah. If you don't want spoilers, turn this shit off right now. Because I assume
I don't know
you're
how people
a super
make,
fan.
I don't know how people make those spoiler-free versions of like reviews and reactions, but they do.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
It's like a bland book walking through a minefield. Like I wouldn't be able
to. Yeah, I couldn't. What do you talk about? There's no fun stuff to discuss.
I would accidentally spoil everything.
Yeah, I mean, I would not even think about it at some point.
Exactly.
I would just be talking about the show and their spoiler. How do you talk about something without spoiling? Everything you say about something is spoiling.
I've seen them and they're just general. They're like, it's a pretty show and like it's the so getting like to it. The point of getting to the I guess the elephant in the room to me is timeline wise, I would be okay with this being its own separate Trek timeline. It's not Cal. It doesn't seem Cal. They have not.
Have they not?
I don't
not
think
said.
They've officially said.
Is
that.
Is this alternate timeline?
It could
shit?
Be. I hope it ends up being that because of the canonical issues.
Yeah,
there are. It would work so much better as just a hey Star Trek, but it's a new, just totally new.
Yeah. New. Well, here's the thing. So Michael is basically Sarek's adopted daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Which makes her kind of like Spock's adopted
sister. 100%.
Which we never heard about.
No, but they did try to drop it in this. They mentioned it. Me and my brother, she said.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Which is weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you'd think that would have come up, or like I guess, does she die? I mean, maybe she dies and they don't talk about her. Like, maybe she's going to fucking get killed in this thing.
That's why I'm starting to think, like, is this a different timeline completely?
How are they going to address that? Are they going to talk about that, or are they just going to let us ride it out?
Why not just let it ride out? What's wrong with them?
Because I'll tell you what, the Klingons.
Hey, I thought that, well, they're different, though.
They're different.
They're different.
I thought they looked a little dumb, to be totally honest. I was like, are we doing orcs? Is it orcs
we're
doing?
They did a little look, a little orokai. Yeah, they did. But I liked it. I didn't not like them.
I have a
the ship designs were badass.
Yeah, they were also battles and everything weird. Like that. It was like
they were like like organic looking almost.
Yeah, yeah, I was like, this is what we're doing. Okay, I mean, I liked the hyperdrive actually, and the sound effect that goes with it, and the fact that they don't seem to have torpedoes.
Mm-mm.
Everything's phasers,
and they said something like phase cannons, which is apparently a cannon like old school.
Oh yeah,
thing,
like
phase cannons.
We don't have phasers yet.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. So that was a throwback to that, but then they have holographic displays, holographic communications,
and they also didn't they exist. Had quote unquote phasers in Enterprise. It was a big deal when they busted them out in like the third or fourth episode. They were like, "We've got this new thing. It's called a phaser."
That's true.
So it's like you
on
this,
the ship.
Yeah, the only way you're shoehorning this in is if you assume it's an alternate universe.
I'm going to continue with that.
Yeah,
it's what makes it work for my.
I have
head,
trouble with alternate universes sometimes. It's just.
We want to talk about problems with alternate universe. Talk to the guy who skips every mirror episode ever.
Yeah, no, I know. I like the mirror episodes.
I hate mirror episodes. But for this to work as its own Trek.
Better.
Let's try to adjust.
You all right?
Yeah.
Stretch it out.
For it to work as its own Trek, I think it has to be independent from the timelines that we know and love. And that's going to be a hard break for a lot of people.
It's going to have to be because too much is...
Research, like the things they're researching...
Well, that's the thing. The whole...
By the third episode...
Doesn't make sense at all.
Obviously, things that didn't pan out because they're not using
they don't
them
have
in any
them
of the current
in
timelines.
TOS, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Or this is a different universe. That's the only... And like,
or perhaps what they're researching is like is related to this alternate... Is going to...
That's how we ended up here or something, how we fractured time.
Mm-hmm. And I also, my guess, and I've heard this before, the Black Insignia, Section 31, totally calling it now.
Interesting. See, I'd kind of like it if you put it in as like a mirror universe or like an alternate universe thing. What I'm not a huge fan of is if you just like come in and say like, here's a new Star Trek, it's a new thing, don't worry about it, it has nothing to do with the other Star Trek. I'm like, okay, that's dumb. If you're going to be like, all right, well, this is a fractured dimension.
Yeah.
Like, Star Trek has a history of that.
Yes, it does.
So
even
I can,
Enterprise,
I can get down with that.
One. with like the, where you saw like those multiple different universes in Enterprise. Yeah.
Yeah. It's that's very Star Trek, in which case we can talk. But yeah. why do the Klingons look like Uruk-hai?
Dude, you're really going to.
And like their language isn't Klingon-y. It's like.
It's Klingon-ish. It's Klingon-ish.
Here's my problem with changing the appearance of the Klingons. They've been changed before.
Yeah.
We've already had to kind of retcon that in it's a thing, and like Worf doesn't want to talk about it, and genetic engineering.
The problem was, let's stop right there. It could have ended when Worf said, we don't talk about it with outsiders. And it should have ended there, and it could have ended there.
Because it could have.
Everybody in the world, in the real world, knows it was a budgetary thing. And it was a quick in-universe throwaway line for everybody to just be like, right. Shut the fuck up.
What do you do about Klingons in Enterprise when you go back in time?
That was messed up, and it was off. And then they were like, we're going to bring this virus blah, blah, blah.
What do you do about them now?
I'm just chalking it up to budgetary, like...
So it's a budgetary thing?
It's a representation to me. It's like, these are representations of Klingons. The representations of Klingons in the 60s looked like shit because they didn't have the money or the makeup or the technology.
Yeah, true. It's just... Everyone talks about the difference in the Klingons. Like, that's the first thing everyone comments on when they see like the Klingon versus the Klingon, and to just change them again to some like
they're very religious,
overly orky thing. Well, they're very religious.
I like that.
Yeah, I'm wondering why that's gonna have to go away because
by the time we've met them, they're not very. I mean, they're still like, hey, Kalis, but they're not.
They discard the bodies of their dead. They don't care. Yeah. It's like
they're not united under this Light of Kalis banner, like this guy, Takumva. Takumva. Well, that ended quickly.
And I was like, you know what? He wasn't bad.
You guys were there to capture him. Why don't you fucking leave your phasers on fucking stun, you idiots?
Yeah, she shot him.
You fucking idiot.
And I was like, that was the dumbest move ever.
It was your idea to go over there and stun him. Why was your phaser set to kill?
Well, because she was pissed off because the captain died.
But I feel like she would have had to then manually click it up to kill.
She did.
Oh.
She killed must have missed that. Intentionally, yeah.
Oh.
You notice that like the phasers change color, right? They're green and red.
No.
Like the actual phasers in their hand, there's a very distinct like... and then she flipped it and it went red and she shot him.
Oh, okay. That makes a bit more sense to me then.
Yeah, yeah.
But still.
That was an intentional move. She was pissed and dumb.
That was an emotional reaction. Somebody was raised by Vulcans.
What do you think about the raised by Vulcans thing?
I like it. I think it's fine. It's going to play well.
Yeah, yeah.
I like
too.
That they did that quick flashback to like when she first got on the ship 7 years prior.
Well,
where she was like super Vulcan-y.
It makes her a Spockish character where she's like.
Yeah.
A Vulcan struggling with her human side, but vice versa. She's
exactly.
A human struggling with her, quote unquote Vulcan side, even though she's not really Vulcan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's pretty Vulcan though in the beginning at least. But...
Yeah. I mean,
but she's also pretty human.
Okay. Shit, they made you think she was a Vulcan on the planet in the beginning. Another scene I wasn't a huge fan of, where she's tracking the Star Trek insignia in the desert.
On.
I was like, oh, they can't like detect your life signs, but they got a clear view of the insignia and the dirt.
X or something normal.
Or how about that's dumb?
I mean, no, I think it's a valid way to do it, but it was just like, we're going to do it in the Star Trek insignia for
Captain,
the opening credits.
Our sensors can't penetrate the atmosphere. But you know what we can do?
On visual scans, we see a Starfleet symbol.
isn't vision a form of sensor? Does that not?
Yeah, exactly.
It's just, I don't know. It was odd. But they definitely made her seem like a Vulcan in that scene before she pulls back her hood.
Yeah.
Where she's like, she quotes something in seconds, and she's like,
and she said something about
172 minutes and 38 seconds or whatever. And you were like, oh, she's probably Vulcan.
Yeah. I liked the scenes of the Vulcan Academy. Like, that's interesting to see what that Vulcan Academy was like.
Yeah, and I feel like we've seen that before, haven't we?
Have we?
I feel like we've seen something similar where
maybe
it was like
JJ
pods.
Or...
I don't know. Maybe. It just, that rang like familiar. To me, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making it. Maybe that's how good it was.
But I liked it. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, yeah. Did she get made fun of by Vulcan kids?
I wonder.
Oh, no. Sorry, I'm thinking of the scene where she's like, when you first learn, like her parents died in like a fiery disaster.
I think it was
caused
like
by Klingons,
Klingon
obviously.
Attack, right? Yeah, it was a Klingon attack.
Yeah, and she's like, I'm traumatized. Stop it, computer. Computer's like, yeah, it's not a good answer.
That was, yeah.
She's like, fuck you, computer.
That was interesting to see how the Vulcan Academy worked. I like Sarek. Yeah. Sarek, the guy playing Sarek, was good. I like.
It's not bad.
He was a good version of him. He was a.
I feel neither way on that one. I wasn't sure how I felt about the Katra thing.
Oh, the long distance calling.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was a little. I don't know how that would have come in handy in a shitload of times.
Yeah.
And the rest of Star Trek ever.
You think like that would be a thing? Like, oh yeah, we all just give each other some Katra so we can.
Yeah, like just. Mind-meld chat
across, yeah. It's so I don't know that bothered me.
That was a little, yeah.
Yeah, I hope that's contrived. Not a continuous thing. I'd be okay if that was a one off.
Yeah,
you know
that was contrived as fuck. But
you could easily write it off as a one off too, because Sarek was like, oh, the physical toll.
Like I only did it once.
So yeah, it was only that one time, and I thought you were gonna die in that cell.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, no, he said it. I didn't come here because I thought to say goodbye.
Yeah,
I came
right.
Here to tell you,
you deliver information
this.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if she had attacked the Klingons,
would it have changed the outcome?
Would it have even worked? Because that Klingon was weird.
That Klingon was waiting for, like, it was
T'Kuvma.
All prepared. Like, it was all
yeah, he
planned
was
out by then.
Into, like, a trap.
Anyway, yeah, no, it was.
It's a trap.
Yeah.
But Star
I did
Trek.
Like how they were like, wait for it. And they're like, we come in peace. And he's like, see, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I liked that. That was interesting. The Klingon politics was interesting.
I like that whole bit where yeah. They're like, oh, the Insidious Federation.
Which we know from one of our favorite scenes of DS9.
Yeah, yeah. With the
root beer.
The quark and the root beer.
Yep.
Yeah, you start to
it's
like
so
the
sweet
stuff.
And cloying.
I like the Federation. Yeah, it's true. I did like that, and I mean, somebody told me, I assume it was you, that this was supposed to be kind of a how the Federation-Klingon conflict began.
Well, it obviously is.
Yeah.
It wasn't me, I don't think.
I'm not sure who it was.
Definitely. Obviously, it's the beginning of the Klingon War.
It made it... I always felt like the Klingon War was a longer-term thing. Like, when we meet the Klingons in TOS, they're not really at war.
Cooled down.
There's like
it wasn't
like
a hot war for sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Was it? But at that point, was it always a cold war, or were there hotter times prior to?
I guess there probably were hotter times, but that's why we don't like each other. I would imagine.
And it takes a while to get them to the table. The Kittimer Accords, a long time.
I'll never forgive them for the death of my son.
Whoa! All right.
Is it the death of my boy?
No, you're right. No, it's not.
Yeah. David. Just the out of nowhere, Captain Kirk has a kid thing.
P.S. He's got a kid. Yeah, so like, they write shit on and off of Star Trek so often that
well,
like, I'm willing to forgive a lot.
We all
of
know
stuff.
The TOS movies were cheesy as fuck, most of them.
Yeah, they really were.
I mean, especially, come on.
Motion picture.
Yeah.
To name a few.
I liked the motion picture.
Who doesn't?
In actuality. It's just.
When you're super high watching him go through the big space vagina, it's great.
V'ger.
Oh.
Do you mean this is our fault? That's the moral of every Star Trek, is it? You mean this was our fault?
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
From the beginning?
Mm-hmm.
Is this because of our flawed past?
Probably. Probably from some stupid decision we made in the past. Remember when we used to nuke each other? Yeah, the universe didn't like it, so...
Hey, you remember mobsters? We've got a planet full of them now. God damn it, Earth of the past.
So, like, you can't... So, I feel like...
You remember Nazis?
Which ones?
God damn it, there's a planet full of them. Damn it.
Which ones? Or like when Enterprise goes back to...
TOS, I'm thinking.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Yeah,
but like,
yeah.
I remember when Enterprise, during the whole Zindi thing, they time travel back. And
oh, yeah, well, that's a time honored tradition from the original series. I mean, you got to write Nazis
in.
Got some
Nazis in there for some reason.
I mean, well, it's because originally the uniforms were cheap. They would have, they were
like the CBS lot. Like,
yeah. They
had
were like
extra Nazi uniforms from other shows.
They had
shit.
Like World War II shit going on.
Oh, yeah.
On.
That's a good point.
So they were like, oh, Nazis. And like, that's what, like, gladiators. That's why there's like a gladiator episode because there's like, oh, there's some gladiator
I
armor over there.
I never realized that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I didn't think about it. But
yeah, totally. It's a production thing.
100%. I have a feeling Doctor Who's like that too. Like, that original Doctor Who, like, does that.
Yeah, I suppose.
Anywho, but.
I know the TARDIS. He's got a phone booth he travels around in.
I don't watch it either. It's a police box.
It's
I know
bigger
that
on the inside.
I at least know more than you. Enough to say it's a police box.
It's got a magic wrench
it's
or
not
something.
A phone box.
I don't know. It's some sort of. And I'm pretty sure he's an alien from Britain. I'm not sure how it works.
It's that to me is space fantasy, not science fiction.
Yeah, well,
it's
what's the difference?
Fantasy. Well,
there's a little bit of the line is a little blurry.
It is, and it's more and more.
Any sufficiently advanced technology,
yeah, yeah,
be mistaken as magic to an uncivilized.
Arthur C. Clarke, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, booyah.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like how Star Wars, or yeah, Star Wars is more space fantasy than sci-fi.
Well, Star Wars, you obviously have the Force, which could in itself be a form of scientifically documentable thing.
Well, if you recall,
the midichlorians.
They tried to quantify it.
Yeah, that was a mistake.
Was a mistake.
How many was it ever mentioned again after that movie?
No, they did mentioned it. Like the Emperor mentioned it briefly in the third one.
Did they say sorry
during the Darth Plagueis?
The Emperor was like, "Sorry about the midichlorians."
No, he said like through midichlorians, Plagueis was able to conquer the power of death. Yeah. But I think that's the only other time they said that word.
It's a real shame.
George Lucas just needed more people in that room to tell him no.
Well,
if you've ever seen the recording, like the behind the scenes of Phantom Menace, it's just everybody is just sick of fans. Just, yes, George. Yeah, that sounds like a great
really?
Yes.
I've never seen it.
Yes, we're going to totally agree with every idea that you say because you're making new Star Wars movies.
I just watched the Indiana Jones rape episode of South Park.
Oh, my God. So
it was for the first half of the episode, it's like, a friend of ours got raped.
I didn't get it either for like the longest time.
Oh, and so then funny. We just watched the pan flute
That's
episode.
That's one of my favorite two-parters.
Yeah, and where he's like...
true.
He's like, we can't go to Peru.
We can't.
I'm sorry, sir. A friend of ours was recently raped in Peru. And I was like, I caught it the second. I don't think I caught it the first time I saw it. But I was just like, oh my God.
The panpipe episodes were so funny. It's true, though. I've been to Germany, and I was in Germany, in Frankfurt, and there's panpipe players. I was like, what the fuck? They're everywhere.
They keep the guinea pigs away.
Obviously. I'm not going to knock them now.
Oh, yeah. So
back to Star Trek, anyway.
Yeah, we digress. I almost said digest. I was like, those are good burgers.
Hungry or...
So overall, thrilled, hate Klingons.
Okay.
Enjoyable, but I'm cautious about what do you think
okay, here's my opinion in a brief nutshell, as brief as I can be. First two episodes were just all set up, all just like, let's establish the universe. Let's establish a couple of characters. Because we knew right off the bat, since you're on the Shenzo, not the Discovery, you're like, okay,
this ship's
gonna get blown up.
It's nice that like at least two of her crewmates end up on the Discovery.
Yes. So I as almost like an action movie, the first two were good. I really liked it. I liked the first two,
mm-hmm.
And by the third one, that's where I started to go, oh.
See, here's
this is gonna be in a bit of a gray area, isn't it?
Well, that's the thing. They're doing like this mysterious thing too.
Very intriguing.
Well, I was gonna ask you about the captain.
We're gonna talk about him, yeah.
From the Patriot and
he's Malfoy's dad.
Yeah, exactly. Harry Potter.
Yeah. Jason Isaacs. He's a fantastic actor, and he always plays bad guys though. That's what's weird. He always plays bad guys.
Well, I mean, what's always?
Pretty much everything I've seen him in, he's a bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I can only think of the two. My guess is, I mean, he's not going to be a bad guy. He's going to be a morally
He's going to be a morally ambiguous person, but he's not a bad guy.
Yeah.
He's going to be a good dude.
He's going to get the job done.
Yeah, he's an ends justify the means kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
this
yeah.
guy.
Yeah.
He knows what it takes.
It's interesting. That's where, once I started to really introduce that, the whole side of it, I was like, that's what I was like.
And he's got
I like where this
sparkly
is going.
Eyes or something.
I like where this is going. I do. By the end of the third episode, I was like, I really like where this is going.
I'm not sure how I feel about the secret technology business because I'm wondering how long they're going to play that out. Like, is that seems like only something you can keep up for one season. Are we going to keep pursuing this? Like,
well, this, I think, from what
there's this whole mysterious,
is,
like, what's going
is
on here?
Serialized.
It's
fully serialized, not episodic, from what I understand.
Right, so they're going to be eating a lot of breakfast cereal.
Yes. No, they're just going to have one continuing storyline.
Right, but my point being, that storyline seems to focus around this secret tech. They're doing all this secret research about this secret technology.
Correct.
And I'm just wondering, like, so far, that seems to be what this is about.
I think it's going to be a huge
There's
part of
a lot of
build-up,
a lot of secrecy. Mm-hmm. I had to sneeze on this rag and then, like, fucking...
That was badass,
breath.
By the way. That was badass.
Dude, no. I was like, really? Oh, breath?
Yeah,
breath
no,
detector?
I think Starfleet's security systems were a little dodgy. if they're using breath fucking.
Excuse me?
How about give me a retinal scan? Give me fingerprints.
First of all, it took you all of 3 seconds to figure out how to get around that security system.
Stupid. But I liked it was badass that she was like, I got nothing to lose. She's like, at that point,
why would you care?
She had nothing to lose, and she was like, I'm going to break in and see what's in there.
Yeah, you're a prisoner, effectively. So
I thought that was interesting and an interesting angle, dropping her in, and it's going to be tough for her.
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time we've watched a Star Trek show about...
Tom Paris was the main character.
Rolaren.
No, you're right. But you've seen characters who've been disgraced about somebody
who's not in Starfleet.
Yeah, but you've seen people who've been disgraced and have earned their... redemption.
In really, really serious, really extreme situations.
Yeah.
I mean, Tom Paris.
No, neither Rolaren nor did Tom Paris start war.
Yeah.
Or were they the first mutineer in Starfleet?
What did Rolaren do?
She disobeyed a direct order, which led to the death of an away team.
Yeah, that's...
That's pretty shitty, but she didn't start a war.
That's shitty. Yeah, she didn't start a mutiny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're not big on mutiny.
That was
dumb. I was like, why, really? This is you've been raised your whole life to be a Starfleet
controlled, you know, Vulcan.
Like, and she was to like,
control that sort of stuff, and then she was like, sorry, Cap.
I'll just nerve pinch you, and I'm not even going to do it well.
Apparently, like, yeah.
You might have pulled this off if you'd actually incapacitated the captain. You moron.
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to be smart? Oh, she's the smartest person I've ever met, said the stupid, the unnecessarily tall first officer.
I was actually going to say that I really like Doug Jones' character. I think he's
cool. Who?
Doug Jones. That's the guy who plays him.
The Dow Jones?
Doug.
The industrial average?
Yes.
DJIA?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
That's the guy who plays
up or down
him.
Today?
He's, I don't know. He's tall.
Up, but going down.
Yeah. No, but I think he's, first of all, he's very good through the makeup. He's able to. He started out as working with Guillermo del Toro.
He's a
as
Tellarite?
Always. No.
What is he?
A species that doesn't have a name yet, or one that I missed if they said it, but it's a new species.
That's bullshit. Really? I thought it was.
They're not Tellarites.
Who were the Tellarites?
Tellarites were weird, droopy eyed dudes.
Are they the dudes where you're smart? You make it go.
Yeah.
You make us go.
Yeah.
You are smart.
Yeah.
We need you.
I think so. If I pulled up a picture of the Tellarites, you'd be like, oh, yeah, Tellarites.
They kidnapped Geordi?
Maybe.
Fucking. I feel like you should remember
the
kidnapping.
They have, like, kind of piggy noses.
Yeah.
And like, yeah.
That's them.
Yeah. That guy is not a Tellarite.
I could have sworn they used the word Tellarite.
They probably have mentioned them. They've been part of the Federation since its founding.
It's this weird thing where I'm also not clear on like where we're like, well, I guess we're past the part where we still have not talked about how human beings took over the Federation. Like there was like a point where
that's still
in Enterprise
has
where
always
they were like,
never really been
Earth,
explained.
And it's just Earth. And Earth's going out there and the Vulcans are kind of in charge, but it's just Earth. And then like we're here again and we have a Federation. Guys,
but it's mostly humans.
Federation. Yeah, exactly. The Vulcans
still
were allowing
mostly.
The Vulcans in.
Well, but like it's still always like 90% humans.
Yeah. Was that addressed at the end of Enterprise? Or didn't
well,
they?
The end of Enterprise was the founding of the Federation.
Right. But like, why is it so much? I guess because we founded it. So like,
I guess. But that's an interesting point.
We didn't have anything better to do than put people into Starfleet.
Yeah, right.
It became the career.
Yeah.
Like, well, to have.
I guess maybe that was when we hit our like post-scarcity, like
I guess.
Point. So it was like, all right, I guess we're just going to devote everything to Starfleet and the UFP.
Well, that's the thing too. They talked about how they're like, oh, this is there was no more scarcity and no more war and no more until now. And it's like, oh, okay.
They said that?
Oh, they totally did.
What?
Yeah, the captain did.
The alive captain?
Yeah. He was like, yeah, this, I forget exactly
like
what he said.
Things
See,
were good and is, now they're not again?
This is why I said we should take notes.
Okay.
He was like, oh, we had no war, we had no crime, we had no scarcity, and then, like, here we are. It's ever since the war began, something or other.
Hmm.
I was like, oh, that's interesting.
So I didn't catch that.
I'll yeah. I guess in another 10 years when Kirk rolls through, he fixes all that. He's like, what's up? My name's Chris Pine. I mean, I'm gonna fucking jump out of this.
We need Doc Brown with a chalkboard to explain the fucking timeline.
Spacesuit on. That's right. Abrams did the spacesuit thing when.
Yeah. Oh yeah. That's exactly. It was like a total.
Harold from Harold and Kumar jumped out of the thing. And...
Yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
Second one, they did the Khan thing.
That's weird for me too.
Shot themselves out like torpedoes at the other ship. Stupid too.
I almost feel like we needed less known actors for the reboots.
Because I agree.
I was like, I see these people, and I'm like, Zachary Quinto, like you were in Heroes,
bro. And I'm like, Sherlock, oh
yeah, it's like Sherlock. you're fucking Harold, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
what the fuck?
Bones would be the only good one. I know him from Lord of the Rings, but beyond that, that's
and
it.
And Scotty,
and yeah, but Scotty, yeah, Scotty Simon Pegg. You're like, I see him as Simon Pegg, not Scotty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's Simon Pegg playing Scotty. I don't see it as like a separate. I can't suspend my disbelief enough to.
Who is McCoy in Lord of the Rings?
What? It's Bones, the guy who played in the JJ ones. He was the head of the like Riders of Rohan, dude. Second or third movie. He wasn't the possessed king who they saved, but like his main dude.
I don't remember that guy at all.
I like him. He's a good actor. So like whenever I see him, I'm like, oh, Carl Urban, he's good. Australian
Keith Urban
pulls off American that. Pretty well. No, not yeah. Keith Urban.
Huh?
Not Keith Urban.
Yeah, no, he's a hell of a performer. I'm glad you brought it up.
He's Australian.
Keith Urban is Australian.
Carl Urban.
Oh, wow, dude. You are definitely confusing your Urbans.
There's like two people.
I'm pretty sure he's a country music star.
No, that's Keith.
Yeah, I don't think they have that in Australia.
No, I bet they have their own version.
I doubt it would be popular here.
No.
But that's breaking news. Keith Urban is Australian. And you heard it here first.
Stop it.
But Star Trek, back to the point. This Star Trek,
we got on the movie.
I like, I do like where they're at technologically. I thought that battle scene was really cool.
I thought it was.
They really chewed into the starship. That was some good,
awesome. That was like scene. That was the money shot of that episode. That was great.
Yeah, the part where fucking Michael's cell is the only thing in the brig left.
That was
like,
crazy.
Oh, I was like, that's dumb.
I don't think it was that dumb.
Oh, the rest of this deck got torn apart except for the cell you were in. Also, this is the least efficient way ever we could possibly make a cell, because instead of having one laser wall, you've seen in other Star Treks, we would have needed four.
Well, I had heard this on another podcast, but they like you got to imagine that.
I don't, but okay.
I would imagine that Starfleet ships would have those emergency force fields like that. So I don't think it was like a. The wall that she was surrounded by was an emergency one.
Was it? They came up around her? She was in the brig?
I don't know. You're right.
It didn't save that other guy who was in the hallway of the brig?
That was a dumb scene.
Yeah, I just...
It was a scene to show...
I like how she
watched like this chunk of ship go out into space. That's what that was.
And I enjoyed her tricking the computer.
That was cool. That was very cool. That was an interesting angle, too. Mm-hmm. I liked that. I hope they... do more stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. She's Vulcan, but not really.
She's smart.
Yeah. I heard
makes rash decisions.
Yeah, for some reason. I don't understand. I mean,
I guess that's the Klingon and Vulcan. Vulcan and human. Jesus. Yeah. Vulcan and human.
I mean, she's an interesting character.
Well, we've yet to see where she's what her path really is going to be.
Yeah, I just feel like the first thing we saw was her being like, I'm going to go against everything that my character has been developed to be. And
yeah.
Just do something stupid.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, she did think she was doing the right thing, and had she been able to fire that shot, do you think it would have fixed it anyway?
No.
I don't think so, because he was waiting to...
Yeah, he had a plan.
It was all planned out anyway.
So, I mean, she thought she was doing the best thing she could, I guess, but it doesn't make much sense as to why. Like, really, that is a mutiny.
Oh, absolutely.
You fucking mutant.
Mm. I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, no, that's pretty sure.
No.
But it was, turns out, not the best move, because Shadowy Tribunal...
Yeah, that was stupid.
I was like, oh, we're doing this in the shadows, are we?
Couldn't find any faces to do.
nobody could act well enough.
Couldn't
for pay that
enough
role.
To get like some people with vibrant faces.
Yeah, nope. Yeah. Would have had to pay him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
But I like the character who does get killed in the brig on the other side of the force field when like he's got like a concussion and he's clearly like,
oh yeah, he was all fucked up,
and not then, that great an actor, and he just wobbles in and he's just like,
I was supposed to go to the sick bay.
You're not a doctor. Why are you in the brig? I didn't just witness this occur.
It was so that.
Why am I walking around the ship in this condition? This seems ridiculous.
There was a video I watched. Where it was like they kept the time-honored tradition of explosive consoles, and they started playing the 1812 overture with a supercut of every console exploding in every Star Trek.
I like the force field that came up to keep the bridge intact.
Yeah.
When
that's what I mean.
That
I love those emergency force fields. That was really interesting.
Yeah, you've never actually seen an emergency force field pop up like
except
that.
Except in Generations. You'd even seen it pop up, but in the beginning of Generations.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
When that chunk of the ship goes and they're able to just be looking out into space.
Yeah, I mean, they've used force fields to keep the vacuum of space out, obviously,
like
before.
Shuttle bays and shit like that.
But just like the action of it like coming up like that.
That was cool.
Like on screen. Yeah. I was like, oh, nice. That was a good effect.
Again, it does unsettle me that it doesn't really fit in any of the timelines that exist.
Nope. It's a completely different thing.
That there is going to be like some sort of
a crossover thing or
alternate universe, because they are doing weird research on this ship. Maybe they create a splinter universe, or they are the splinter universe.
Maybe. I also think their research is dumb.
Well, it wasn't given much of a chance in that episode, but yeah, it sounded a little flimsy. Mm. We're going to use fungus to transwarp.
Yeah.
What?
So you guys have heard of spores, right?
Yes.
And have heard of intergalactic teleportation?
I mean, think about the
It's pretty much the same thing.
What does the Traveler say? Remember in TNG, the Traveler has those words with Wesley about like physics and something being not mutually exclusive.
I think it's your mind, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I don't think it has anything to do with spores.
And where they were talking about like physics and biology are the same thing.
Yeah, no, they were. But that's a far leap from we're going to use these spores to teleport, because they connect everything. And also, we can't really teleport, but I could put you in this holodeck.
And so you can see things.
Yeah. I don't know.
That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
That remains to be seen. Where that goes remains to be seen. Because, again, obviously, it's something that doesn't pan out because it's not used in...
Or maybe it does, because alternate universe, bitch.
Well, if they go that route.
Also, we don't know what that thing was.
The monster?
Excuse me. Well, the monster, obviously, but also they brought something from the room on the other ship.
Oh, yeah, they made a point of pointing that device out.
He's like, there's a fucking carburetor in here. Yeah. He's like, grab it.
It's the thing with tubes. Yeah, that's the thing we came for. Grab the thing with tubes.
It looks like an exhaust pipe from a 1957 Chevy. Yeah, exactly. Grab that.
A carburetor.
Okay, cool. Also, is that a wolf? Or way worse?
Much worse.
You know what it remind me of?
What?
Wargs from... I felt it was a little Lord of the Ringsy, where like they ride those things.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, oh, man.
Oh, it did have that same look.
Yeah.
You're right.
It was just like, oh, well, shit.
Hmm. But wow, interesting that was actually what they were going for.
Or was it?
Well, he said, thank you for beaming it over.
Yeah. I also thought that chick died in that scene where they're like running through the ship.
It was
that
just that
thing got one of them.
It was just that security guy.
Yeah, who screamed like a girl.
Apparently.
Well, because
probably would too if I got.
I'm gonna watch that scene again. I'm pretty sure that's a girl dying.
No, well, no.
I'm doing it again.
Like, okay. Yeah, I mean, he did scream. Yeah. But again,
it's got me.
I'd probably make noises like that, too, if I were getting...
If you were a battle-hardened Starfleet security... I mean, dude, the things you must have seen, like...
They haven't really... It's 6 months into the war, so yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, dude. Fucking... Also, this is Starfleet. Are you familiar with the Enterprise? Every week they discover some alien, like, oh, is that a black goo that's going to kill one of our crewmates? Oh, fuck. And this guy screams like a girl going out.
All right.
Like, it wasn't even...
Especially for, like, supposed to be a military ship. Yeah.
That thing wasn't a Q.
Actually, they're not a military ship, technically.
Well, they are, though.
They absolutely are.
Yeah.
But they technically aren't.
Ah!
On the books, they're not.
Ah!
On the books, they're not. It's a research vessel.
It's yeah.
On the books.
Well, on the books, of course, because it's a war.
It's
a
black. It's totally a black ops research ship.
Yeah,
it's what it is.
It's very. I like the ship design.
I think it's great. I love it.
I feel like it's a little impractical as to why they have a saucer inside.
And
a
then
saucer.
The donut hole. Yeah, I don't get that. I don't get it either. But it's cool looking.
And how many people did it say they could fit?
Oh, I don't. I didn't catch that.
I think
I really
it was like 300 and something. Because the original Enterprise is like 412. The TOS Enterprise, and I remember being like, "That's a pretty big ship."
At least there's no families on it anymore.
Yeah, that's true. There were no kids.
It's because it's not a time of peace and exploration, but TOS wasn't either. So.
No, there were no kids in TOS.
Yeah, it was the next generation where they decided, let's make orphans.
Yeah, right. Well, you got to figure we're out there for years at a time, man. It's,
true.
They never were meant to be back at Starfleet headquarters as much as they ended up being, apparently.
So true.
Oh my God, we got to get back to Starfleet headquarters.
Find me the nearest starbase. I gotta take a piss.
And I get that like space is big and goes in all directions and everything, but it always seems like they're like, oh, Andoria's right over there, but this whole area is completely uncharted.
I agree.
Is that an alien space jellyfish over there?
Like, we checked
30 miles from Vulcan.
Like, we know everything like over to the west of Vulcan.
Yeah.
But past that other star on the right, we didn't get there yet.
We've never looked in that solar
system. Didn't get there yet.
We just can't do it.
That happened to be in Stellaris last night.
Oh, well, I'm sure.
I was like, I've totally explored Ampere. Oh, I haven't looked to my direct right. I got to get over here and see what's over here.
Well, Stellaris gives you a good Star Trek-y feel.
Exactly. That's why I love it. I love that game.
Yeah, your leader's out there, you know, trying to just explore and not die.
I love that your leaders level up and stuff. And it's good in that respect.
A lot of things you encounter are very Star Trek-y.
Well, yes.
Well, very sci-fi classic-y
no, they
to begin
are.
With,
no,
but also
definitely
very
Star
Trek-y.
Inspired ones, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a good game. If you like Star Trek, check out Stellaris. I'll give it a bump.
If you like Star Trek Discovery,
if you like Star
you
Trek.
May like the other Star Treks.
I can't imagine somebody walking into this as their first Star Trek.
Which could be problematic for them.
I think it would be less problematic.
The fact that this isn't going to appeal to anyone who's not already a fan of
Star Trek? No. I'm just saying, like, imagine the people, eventually the young people or whomever eventually... who will see this as their first, like, this will be the first Star Trek they're watching.
That's what I'm saying. You said you can't imagine that. I can't really either.
It's going to be tough.
Yeah.
Because then they're going to go back, then they're going to be like, oh, so the original series, 10 years later, click, what the fuck is going on?
I also just don't know if it's a different tone entirely.
Absolutely. Completely. Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're not focused on a captain. You're focused on Michael.
Well, it's like a drama.
Yeah, and it's serialized this time. Like,
yeah.
It's going to be a full story arc for the whole season.
Yeah, I mean...
DS9 was
DS9
the first to do
and
that.
Voyager were arguably also serialistic.
No, DS9 was...
And Enterprise Voyager. Was totally serialized.
Yeah,
so,
but DS9 did it first.
Yeah, but the difference is that this isn't like a... Like, there's no lighthearted captain. Archer isn't talking to his dog. Fucking Sisko isn't cracking a joke over a Rattachino.
No, you're right.
This is a serious, dramatic, dark Star Trek. Dude, the Klingon speeches, that shit is like... Even her roommate, I mean, she's clearly there for some comic relief.
But she's got some issues.
Yeah. Yeah, she's not like a happy-go-lucky. She's not like a, hey, I'm Jadzia Dax, and I'm fucking awesome and stuff.
Yes, she's like,
and
I've
joy
got
to be
a
around.
Happy front, but I'm nervous, and I have character flaws. And I,
Quark practically looked at the camera there when he made that comment. Like, it's like, there's no, like, tongue-in-cheek.
No,
like,
no, no whatsoever.
It's not, it's a very different tone of Star Trek. There's no, like, hey, this is McCoy wrapping it up with Spock and Kirk.
Yeah.
Like, wrapping around the captain's chair, like, oh, McCoy, I do believe you've offended Mr. Spock. I don't get offended, Captain. I'm a Vulcan. Oh, he's a Vulcan. We all forget. Oh,
end credits. Yeah, that's not going to happen in this show.
Yeah, you're not
all.
Getting that. Mm-mm. It's a very dramatic, serious experience. And I don't know. I mean, it's not bad by any means. It's definitely entertaining.
No.
It's just something that... makes it stand away from other Star Trek in my mind, and it's
and I'm willing to accept it, certainly.
I and the more we talk about it, the more Excuse me. The more we do.
I showed up late, I know.
Yeah, what's that?
I showed up late tonight anyway.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's entirely your fault. Is it like what we're playing? I don't even know what time
it
is.
Oh, yeah, it's already 9:30.
9:30. Yeah, we'll wrap this up shortly. Yeah, what I was going to say was...
The more we're talking about it,
the more I want this to be a separate universe.
Me too. Because I watched it, then I finally was like, oh, yeah, I finally can watch those reaction videos or podcasts that I was avoiding. Mm-hmm. So I started listening to them, and the consensus is like...
It's funny, I haven't avoided anything.
Wouldn't it be best or cooler if it's just its own Star Trek universe, its own new Star Trek universe? I'm like, all right. First of all, it would make the most sense, and it would be a fresh start, not a retcon like JJ. Because
it would be a reboot. Wah, 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 wah.
Yes, yes, it would. It would be a complete reboot.
Sirens! I gotta get a soundboard.
Wah, wah.
Wah, wah.
I used to be able to do. Forget it. I'm not gonna do. We're not going to get a Morning Zoo soundboard, you ass.
Oh, dude.
Please do
not. I'll bet
that's
a thing. I'll bet you could just Google
no,
Morning Zoo soundboard.
Can.
And they're all over
Please
it.
Please don't.
Oh, we're in. We're getting into it. There's a sound effects button.
Oh, God.
On the mixer, there's a hookup for that shit.
Christ.
It's happening.
Don't do it. No.
Oh, yes.
Only if it's all Star Trek sounds. All
right. I'm in.
Okay.
Let's do it.
All right.
I do.
Black,
I mean,
Black Alert. That was interesting.
Oh yeah, that was. At first, I thought we were going to cloak. I thought it was going to be a cloaking thing.
Like, I have a feeling they're working on more than just that spore thing. That's the point. They're working on more than just that on that ship.
Yeah.
Yes. They're working on a lot of different avenues. That's where I'm going.
Why is the?
That's where I think that's a Section 31 tactic.
Why is the engineer a fucking bitch?
Because it's Anthony Rapp.
I don't know who that is. Christine knew him too.
He's from Rent.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I think. This they said there's going to be an openly gay character. I think that's him because he is gay.
Is he gay in real life?
Yeah. And I think that his friend partner was supposed to be his
gay.
Lover. Yeah, it was supposed to be his partner. And
I think they would have had a cure for that by the 22nd century.
God,
it doesn't make any sense.
I think you are missing the point of Star Trek.
I don't think so. Technology fixes everything.
No.
Including the sins of our past.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it did. I've seen Star Trek.
God. All right.
George Takei would be pissed.
Yeah, I bet.
Apparently. Because didn't he hate the fact that there was a gay character in...
No, they hated that they in the JJ movies, addressed and made Sulu gay. Sulu was not...
A gay character.
He wasn't either, really. Like, he wasn't... But it just was never like, let's make... They basically retconned Sulu as gay when... And so George Takei was like, you didn't need to do that.
Yeah,
I didn't
at the same
play
time,
him gay.
Like, I feel like George should have just maybe been like, oh, okay.
No, he gets mad about a lot of things.
Yeah. He seems like an all right guy.
He's an absolute hero. No, I totally think he's a cool guy, but, like, he gets a little... flamey on
gay issues.
Media. Yeah, yeah. He gets a little touchy about certain things on social media a lot.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I mean...
I don't blame him, though.
The thing is, it isn't really his character.
No.
I mean, if they want to make him gay...
Sure.
They could fucking make him a woman for all, like... I mean, they do what they want. I don't know.
That wouldn't have worked because the timeline didn't split for that to happen. Well, no, I guess it could have, because it was as Kirk
well,
was a
I
baby.
Mean,
Kirk was a baby when the timeline split.
Right, and he could have had a sex change. Also.
No, so like Sulu could not have been born yet.
He's a transgender.
I don't know the age difference between Kirk and Sulu.
I'm pretty sure Sulu in the original was transgender.
What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, Kirk says it in one of the earlier episodes.
Okay. What, Balance of Terror? I'm missing it.
Yeah, it was Charlie X. He's like...
I'm not God.
He's like, Sulu, you have a dick now. Oh, all right. That guy's eyes glowing crystally. Sulu, you're a dude. Cool.
Oh, God.
Anyway, that hormone treatment's really working for you. Beam me up.
But going back to Discovery, let's go back to that.
Yeah. I've seen it.
I like Doug Jones' character as the first officer. Doug Jones, the weird alien.
Right.
He's on. If you notice, he's on stilts too. He has like hooves.
No, I didn't notice. Yeah. I just thought he was freakishly tall.
Yeah, that's the point. He's supposed to like have hoof type.
I figured he was like just like a basketball player.
For somebody who is under a shitload of makeup, he's able to emote a lot. But that's because he started out as an effects guy. He started out as Guillermo del Toro's like, I need a guy who's going to wear a rubber mask and look good. In Hellboy, he was the aqua guy in Hellboy. And that's where he got to start.
Oh.
Then he started speaking roles, and he's a good actor.
He is the aqua guy in Hellboy. Yeah, now I'm never going to be able to stop seeing that.
Well, in the first movie, it was voiced by David Hyde Pierce. The second movie, it was him.
That's terrible. This poor guy.
How do you think about the Hellboy reboot? I didn't really feel it needed one.
We're talking about both movies?
They're rebooting Hellboy.
Oh, they're rebooting
it? Like, oh. Ron Perlman's not even going to be Hellboy. It's a different guy.
I wasn't a huge Hellboy fan.
I just like the Guillermo del Toro-ness of those two movies.
Sure. I mean, I wasn't... I've seen the first one once and the second one never. So I wasn't... Okay, I wasn't super into it.
Wrong person to talk to about.
Even more so, I don't need a reboot.
Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't we just do this a couple years ago?
There needs to be like a, we didn't ask for this reboot website. Like, sign the petition if you didn't ask for this reboot.
That's us, Chief. Hit us up on our website,
www.wedidn'taskforthisreboot.com. Nobody asked for this. Certain reboots are like, nobody asked for this. Why are you making this?
Did we just name our podcast?
I think we could. Nobody asked for this. That's a good one.
Nobody asked for this.
I think that's pretty good. Nobby asked for this.
I love it.
Yeah. Because I can't think of a reboot that people really did ask for.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. We're nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.
And this has been us, and we know that
but
nobody asked
sadly,
for this.
Sadly, on this part, everybody wanted a new Star Trek series.
No, but nobody asked for this.
Not like this. Not like this.
No, it's... Did we? Did we all want a new Star Trek series? I didn't write any letters.
I would have taken a post-Voyager DS9, and most fans would probably agree.
I mean, I'm not saying I ever dislike when a new Star Trek series comes out. I'm just saying I didn't know the fan base was clamoring for one.
Oh, yeah. Well, there hasn't been one on TV since Voyager.
Well, that
since
fucking happens, dude. Enterprise. Between TOS and TNG, it was like 20 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So, like...
But then there was that golden age of...
No, that's true, but no, I mean, I didn't know it was a law that like there always had to be like a Star Trek on TV.
We like them.
No, I guess. I mean, it just felt like there was a period when like the movies were coming out and like it's just, I mean, I'm talking about the original movies.
Yeah.
Where it was like Star Trek has always evolved to be like, you always know Star Trek's going to come back in one way or another. I just thought we were in like a movie phase right now where we were doing movies.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, but the whole reboot and everything.
Yeah.
Nobody asked for that, tell you what.
Nobody asked for that.
Nobody asked for that one.
Nobody asked for them to really try to like tie it to the Prime Universe either. The movies.
No, but I'm glad they did. You had to. You can't just reboot Star Trek.
Can't you?
No.
Why?
Because it's Star Trek.
All right.
Dude, William Shatner is Captain Kirk.
What I'm asking for is that this is just a new thing. A reboot.
No, even if it is, it's an alternate timeline. By definition.
It has to be.
Yeah.
Because the United Federation planets, if nothing else, and the Klingons, the races are all still there.
Yeah, there's a certain something to be said for like a reimagining, but it's not a reimagining. Because a reimagining would follow like a lot of the same facts and just look different. This is like a whole new timeline.
Yeah, now I have to like redefine reimagining versus reboot in my head. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, like, there are movies that are like it's a reimagining of, like, when you like redo an origin story, like mm-hmm. Spider-Man is reimagined over and over and over again. It's always like he's always bit by a spider. Yeah, it's always he's always a young kid and Aunt May and all that shit. But like, it happens just a little different every time.
Hmm. Okay.
This is like, if we're talking about like technologies that didn't, you know, Spider-Man was never like reimagined and like, oh, also he's got like a dick coming out of his forehead.
Wait, like, you didn't see that one? It's a really weird one.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, everyone looks completely different. Like, Klingons are fucking religious as fuck now. Like, it's...
But like, yeah, so like there's some huge things that they have dropped like bombs Like, boom, this Such is the as? Way the Klingons are.
Well, well, yeah, that was...
Look aside.
Also, Batleths suck.
I thought they were cool.
Those things are dumb.
I thought they were okay.
They were less practical than the original Batleth.
Probably.
They the only thing they could block. Have possibly less they, been less practical.
They couldn't... They had no handguards.
Yeah. I was like, what is happening here?
You're right. That's a good point. But at least they got Batleths.
And, like, I'm a little unclear as to the whole, maybe this will get explained, but the beacon thing where like they first go.
What was that?
They were like, they went to the accretion disk and it didn't look very Klingon, whatever it was.
Yeah.
But like, I guess Klingons were living on it, but not
but
really.
But it was like a ceremonial.
Yeah, that wasn't where he was hanging out.
He was on his ship.
His ship was there and cloaked.
Then who the fuck got on us out of the spaceship?
That's what I'm saying.
Fought Michael.
Yeah. Was it a Klingon? Was he just there also
like
looking
janitor,
around?
Just cleaning off the outside. Oh, shit. There's a human here.
That whole thing was very odd. I assume we're going to get more of that. I mean...
Yeah, I guess. But was it like a relic or something?
That's what I assumed.
It was like a ceremony, like a funeral thing or something?
I guess.
I think that's what it was.
We'll do, I don't know, man.
They did not explain that very well.
All the Klingon shit, they're like, oh, all these...
That was trippy, where they were like... We put our dead on the outside of our ship.
That's, yeah, but I was like,
that's awesome.
They just sit there?
No, it's just a way to be like, how badass are we? That's like I something guess. Pirates would do, like, to scare people.
Sure.
I think that's badass.
Yeah.
They obviously, again, something they stopped.
Seems impractical.
They stopped doing in 10 years.
Hey, also,
but...
it got you blown up, you morons.
Right.
Hey, let's just track through all these dead bodies back into the ship. We've never heard of transporter technology.
I think, yeah.
Christine called it 5 minutes before they did it. She was like, why don't you just teleport a fucking photon torpedo into that body?
Yep.
And I was like, that doesn't make any sense. They're trying to capture the guy, not kill him. And then they did that, and it was a distraction, so they could go and try and capture the guy, but really just kill him.
The effects, though, were really good.
No, they were really good.
We saw the ship like break in half. That was cool.
It was really well done.
So, I think it's certainly, with Star Trek in general, gotta give it a season or two.
Yeah.
As we know, as we grew up with Next Generation.
Yep, doesn't hit its stride until at least season 2.
Doesn't really find its feet until season 2. Mm-hmm. Granted, I don't think there's as much you know, chaos on the bridge, producer nonsense going on. Did you ever see that documentary?
Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I don't think there's as much going on with that, but again, it takes any show, really, in general, a season to find its feet. Star Trek, I give 2 seasons, because it's usually 2 seasons to find its feet.
Yeah, CBS, make that shit more available.
Yeah,
don't be dicks.
My biggest beef with the whole show is All Access.
I gotta
tell
you.
That's my only big beef.
I was very confused because the copy I watched,
yeah,
at the beginning, it said Netflix original.
Because every other country in the world, except the U.S.
has it on Netflix.
Gets it on Netflix the next day.
Ah.
Because they don't have CBS.
What a bunch of dicks.
I was like, are you... fucking serious.
Like, guys, you're making this real hard.
I really...
This whole content thing, just adapt and get the fuck over it. Not everyone is going to have a streaming service.
And they don't have the content to... Like, the only others... CBS, besides Star Trek, is known for Big Bang Theory.
Ooh.
And shows old people watch. That's it. JAG, NCIS, all that shit.
Big Bang Theory?
And Big Bang, yes, exactly. Like,
I don't know why you needed two separate categories.
Beyond Star Trek... That's all they're known for.
Yeah,
they don't have the library. They don't have the popular hot content to keep a streaming service going. And no self-respecting person is going to pay that much a month for fucking Star Trek.
Nope.
We're all going to pirate it. We're all going to be pirating it.
Oh, yeah.
Stop putting it on All Access. Most of your fans are already pirating it. Quit that shit.
Allegedly. Clearly, we're not pirating it
for
legal purposes.
Yeah, no, of course.
But other people are doing it.
It's like most everybody.
Yeah,
it's such gatekeeping. It's such bullshit.
Yeah, well, it's garbage. How much is it? What's the fee?
I thought it was $5.99, but since I was listening to somebody say it's $9.99, I was like,
I'm not going to pay $9.99
for one channel.
Neither one is worth it.
No. Absolutely not.
It's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll let somebody else do some weird work for me.
Especially when there's all this free content on the internet in the form of YouTube videos and podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
That being said, like and subscribe, everybody out there. It really helps the channel.
Leave us a review on iTunes.
Yeah, tell your friends. We're not on iTunes, but leave us a review there.
We will eventually.
I don't know how that works. to be totally honest with you. I mean,
none of us.
I'd like to keep it off iTunes. You know how I feel about Apple.
What?
Yeah.
But that's what?
Their I.
You don't like the lowercase I?
Who? I heard a really good joke where it was an I something, and they were like, "Oh, made by Apple," and I lost it. Where it was like something, it was like an eyeball or something like that, and it was like, "Oh, made by Apple." I was like, "Oh my god, it's so true." Kill us all.
It is lame. They should ditch that marketing technique.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's just ridiculous. Like, are we gonna have every freaking channel then have its own streaming service? If they had their way, they would.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. They don't.
I mean, you'd
want
pay $9.99 for all.
They don't want their stuff on Hulu. They don't want to have to negotiate with Hulu. They want their own channel that people sign up for. But who in their right goddamn mind is gonna sign up for 30 streaming services a month?
Well, yeah. The problem is there's a market. And the supply and the demand are not matching up.
No.
We want good content, and we want that. We demand it, but the way they are supplying it, we are not going to pay for.
No.
We're like, it's not worth it. I'll just not watch Star Trek Discovery.
Unfortunately, it could jeopardize the show.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because of CBS All Access.
Well, you know what the sad thing
is? It's called gatekeeping.
There are some things like Game of Thrones.
If sure.
HBO was like, hey guys, you need to pay $9 to $10, whatever, to watch Game of Thrones the next season. I might pay it. I might not out of principle because that's a dick move, but I like the content enough.
And
they've got me that I would pay it.
They did that already. Halfway through Game of Thrones, about third, fourth season, HBO Now, go. HBO Go,
oh,
HBO
yeah.
Now happened. And where you could just get that, not have to get a cable package with it. You could just sign up for HBO and have the app, the streaming app.
I'm just saying,
that's very smart. They have the content, the library to warrant that price. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
They have everything. They have movies. There are tons of original shows that are critically acclaimed. They have the justification to have their own streaming service.
Absolutely.
CBS, go fuck yourselves.
I'm just saying that if it came down to it and there was no way to watch STD, as we're calling it.
It has to be, unfortunately.
You guys did not think about that.
Yeah. Really?
There was no way to watch it without paying CBS. I just wouldn't watch it. I'd be out.
You're not the only person who's saying that. I'm sure there's plenty of people who feel that way, too.
Yeah. It's good, though. I'll keep watching it as long as I can get it without paying CBS for it.
Yep. Through methods we will not discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So thanks, CBS. Way to be a bunch of dicks.
That's my biggest, honestly, out of everything, including all the weird inconsistencies in the show. My biggest beef is the fact that it's behind this stupid streaming paywall.
Yeah,
I mean, that's my biggest criticism with all of it. It's a good show. It deserves its time in the spotlight. I shouldn't have to pay for a separate streaming service at this point now for just that.
If it was on TV, I'd watch it on TV.
Absolutely.
I'd DVR that shit.
Yes, you would.
I mean, and like everything fucking else that comes out on TV.
I have a feeling it's going to come out like next season will be season one of Star Trek Discovery on TV, while season two is going to be on Disney.
That's clear. Is that how we're doing it now?
I'm pretty sure that's how they're trying to get people
to pay them $10 a month?
I'm pretty sure that's how they're going
to
do it.
Guys, you need to figure this out. This is not working.
CBS, not really.
Somebody's going out of business here, and it's not us.
Not known for making.
I'll tell you what.
Broadcasting decisions.
I don't know, man.
I mean, when you think about major networks, they're usually pretty low on that list.
Are they? I don't know. I don't keep track of that shit.
I do.
I have Netflix.
Well, I studied broadcasting and stuff, so to me, it's always like NBC, Fox, CBS.
I guess. I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff out right now, but there's not a lot of good stuff on TV. There's nothing I'd watch commercials for. I'm watching Heroes right now on Crackle with commercials, because that show is like so good that I was like,
Crackle's free.
Whatever. Crackle's, they got like 2 minutes of commercials at the beginning and in the middle or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, you know what? I'll ignore that shit.
Crackle's free. At least that's a free app, free service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But when it comes to like regular television, the amount and consistency of commercials,
I know,
there's nothing worth watching.
No,
I know this isn't you, but especially sports, fucking football is now like fucking 15 minutes of actual football, and the rest is all commercial time.
I've seen enough games recently to know that it's all about. It's mainly ad
Football's
time.
Football's supposed to be an hour's worth of play. All the games, well, a lot of the games take place at the same time. You can watch football on Sunday all day.
All day.
Because it's just commercials with football sprinkled in.
Because it is probably the most lucrative ad time. Like, it's the most profitable ad time.
Oh, for sure, dude.
Still is.
Because people want to watch football.
Yeah, that's one of the few things.
I mean, well, they used to before this whole kneeling thing. I'll tell you what, I'm with her. It's the stance I'm taking, I'm sticking to it.
Wait, who?
Kaepernick.
Why'd you say stance with her? Wait, her? I don't get it.
Oh my God, is Kaepernick a man?
Yeah.
I thought it was another one of these transgenders.
Oh God.
I'm getting my issues confused. I think. What does he support?
It's not that he is showing his defiance in.
Defiance of transgenders. I get it. People of it. No, that's why. I'm with you, Kaepernick.
Forget it.
Down with the man boys.
Between this week's episode and next week's episode, I'll try to straighten Dave out on these issues.
Listen, I don't appreciate you bringing your liberal bullshit.
Oh no!
Up into my house. God,
cut the mics now. If you say SJW, I'll freaking stab you across the table.
That would have been the perfect time for you to just get listen. Nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this.
But just drop the ball on that one. I'm Dave.
I'm Brandon.
And nobody asked for this.
Nobody asked for this. I think that's going to be a great title.